sat on the blood rush to your feet. To think that everything you do today, tomorrow is obsolete. Technology and women and little children too. Don't it make you feel blue? Don't it make you feel blue? For more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
You've been listening to PTO Junction on CILU Radio. Thank you very much for doing so. I've been your host, Aaron Pearson. You can find me on the internet and all the usual places. PTO Junction at luradio.ca is my email address. You can also check out luradio.ca for all of your community radio needs. That is the show. I'm out. Thunder Geeks are in. Thanks again, and see you next week. The dead weather is going to play us out.
To be afraid is a luxury. Don't cool your engines for me. I don't want sweetheart. I want some machine.
In part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020.
Girl, I wrote you this song for social isolation, because I don't know how long we're going to be together. Girl, pass the dressing, it's a blessing to be quarantined with you. You know that there's nothing that I'd rather do. True, that I'm macking and the cracking on my hands is for you. Sanitizer rub down like we do. But we can play in sunshine, unlimited screen time. I can drive you out of your mind if you want me to. I promise you we can just eat cake, fight about nothing each day. I know that it's all gonna be okay. I want a social distance with you, girl. Hands I'll be washing as I'm watching all your roots, they're growing out. Don't worry, baby, that's what I'm about. Wipe down the counter, this encounter, no one knows for how long, but we've got enough cheese to keep us going strong. And do you know all the places I went to find TP for you, girl? And when I cough in a house, you know I cover my mouth, cause that's what your man should do. Sunshine, unlimited screen time, I can drive you out of your mind if you want me to. I promise you we can just eat cake, fight about nothing each day. I know that it's all gonna be okay. I want a social distance with you, girl. Hey girl, I wanna tell you that I miss you. I mean, I know you're just in the other room, but it feels like you're miles away. And I'm sorry if I said something to make you mad, like your favorite joke that usually makes you roll, but this time was inexplicable in your reaction, and you said you had a weird feeling about me, or remind you of a sad video you saw online. Come back to me. And we can play in sunshine, unlimited screen time. I can drive you out of your mind if you want me to. I promise you we can just eat cake, fight about nothing each day. I know that it's all gonna be okay. I want a social distance with you.
I want a social distance sunshine, with you, girl.
Unlimited screen time.
I wanna order groceries online.
I can drive you out of your mind.
And I don't know the next time we're gonna see your parents, but it's gonna be okay.
You, we can just eat cake.
You watch the kid and I'll wait.
Then I watch
the kid and you'll
I know
wait.
That it's all gonna be okay.
Weeks
I want
months,
a social
we're gonna get through this,
dance
girl.
With you, girl. Stay 6 feet back, girl. But keep your heart close.
Thunder, thunder, thunder! Thunder Geeks are pre-recorded. You're listening to 102.7 FM CILU or around the world at luradio.ca. That was Kirby Crackle with I Want a Social Distance with You. We've been away for a few weeks, Thundarians, but we are back with a new socially distance-friendly show. If you want to hear us record live, then you can tune in Sundays to our Facebook page at facebook.com/ThunderGeekSpeak, where we'll record at 9 o'clock, and then it'll be broadcast the next week, 10:30 p.m. as always, on 102.7 FM. But with no further ado, I'm Andrew.
I'm Rob.
I'm Megan.
I'm Kyle.
And I'm Chris.
And we're your
Thunder Geek.
Oh, we nailed that.
I'm in semi-live over Discord here. course, if you're listening on 102.7 FM CILU or around the world at luradio.ca, we are pre-recorded, I suppose. We are trying to follow the whole isolation, socialation, mastilation.
Good save.
Immolation.
In the dancer
room.
You have master. You
nope.
have.
What's the other word?
Nation?
That's the one.
Rhythm Nation?
Vape Nation?
Vape Nation!
Dance Revolution.
No, Dance Revelation.
So, how is your guys' isolation bit going? Because, Rob, you're the only one whose life hasn't changed because all of your jobs still exist.
No, it's changed because it's gotten way more intensity local. Like, people have gone insane for pizza, and it's kind of scary.
Like 300-something pizzas this morning?
Yeah. And
I'm just imagining people like in their houses chanting out the windows, pizza, 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 pizza.
The last week we've done more sales than Eat Local did in the entire 2 years it was on May Street.
Wow. Good. Jim. Well, I'm glad he's doing well because he's someone that actually gives back community quite a bit.
Yeah, buddy. Oh yeah, it's like, don't get me wrong, I love working there, but at the same time, it's like I miss being able to just take a breather, you know, just chill for a minute. It's literally the second I walk into work, take these pizzas now. Go. Okay. Take them.
Do it. Megan, what about you? How's the quarantine life been?
It's been good. I've been doing just a lot of chores, rearranging. I have so many things that I need to take to like a thrift store, but they're all closed right now. So I just have boxes and bags like sitting at my front door just waiting. Well, watch out, Salvo, because here I come.
Are you coming. Any paint stuff?
Rob's all artistic now, so if you have any paint things, just like throw it in.
No, all of my paints are still in my possession. Sorry. I did do some art. I did some fan art. I did Rosalina. I did Dark Drifter and Midnight White from
Project
Supervillain. Then I also did a fan art for Rice of Rice Poison Cosplay because it was their birthday, so I was able to draw a little thing for them.
TikToks.
Yeah.
Yes. Please check out Rice Poison Cosplay on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all those media outlets. They're a fantastic cosplayer. Mostly what I was doing was I was playing a lot of Beat Saber. I'm still not on the boards, but I'm so close. And I've only logged about 17 hours in total.
So you're still off the beat.
Still off the beat. It's like very specific blocks that I'm having a hard time getting like the 115 points on. But otherwise, like I'm getting there.
I believe in you beating off, Megan.
Well, Megan, since you're doing art, if you're doing art now, my birthday's coming up, and it's been like 2 years. We're still promised you to do. You still promised to do fan fiction of Jamie and Andrew. I want my Yahweh art. It's promised. Yes. Birthday's coming up. We're limited to where we can go. Do what I've been doing. Get creative.
Let's get creative.
Hold on.
Okay.
I got a question from a fan, and now I'm just genuinely curious.
Oh, okay. I'm down for that.
How hard do you have to kick a bear in the nuts in order to take it down? Because they feel like it's a hard kick. They're not sure. They need numbers. I'm thinking like Bruce Lee finisher kick right to the nerds.
I feel like if it's a bear, I'm giving it my all regardless. Like, even if I'm not saying taking it down, going between them, everything I got,
That's all you got to do.
I'll let everyone else answer first, but I definitely have a detailed answer for this.
Steel-toed boots.
Okay.
That's all I wear.
So I believe steel-toed boots, but it also depends on the type of bear. Black bears are usually pretty timid. So if you were to kick a black bear in the nards, I think the black bear would definitely back off pretty quickly. However, if it was like a grizzly we're talking about, no, the grizzly will not go down. Like the grizzly will take as many kicks as it possibly can. You can't take down that grizzly. Too bad. Tripod?
Yeah. You have the most experience with bears since you have that awful of bears that they keep trying to trash because you're bear racist.
Hold on. Dump Lord over here probably is like,
Chris's house, I've encountered the bear.
At Chris's house.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Bears like me.
What if you hit it too lightly and it starts to mate with you?
That's just like, hey, buddy.
It's into that.
I just remember the bears going through Chris's trash, but it's right below the "Don't feed the bear" sign with the cartoon bear, and I have a feeling they took offense to it.
Absolutely.
They broke a window to it. Come on now.
Absolutely.
All right, Andrew, what's your detailed answer?
Yeah, okay, come on, buddy.
So no, here's the entire problem with the setup. If you have access to the bear's balls, that means it's already risen up on its hind legs. If you've encountered a bear and, like, it's not running off, because predators are notoriously skittish since they don't want to fight. They just want to take down easy prey. So if they're already in the position where they're up on their hind legs, that's attack mode. Kicking it in the balls means you have to get even closer to it, at which point it will fall on top of you. No. The answer is, don't kick the bear at all. Keep standing still and keep screaming and hoping it runs away, because if it comes down to a fight, you are dead.
All right, Andrew, I actually had a question for you that I'm curious what you would answer.
Okay.
You can only one, kitty ears or kitty tail?
Tail.
Ooh.
Now, this is specifically for Andrew.
Do I still have my human ears?
No, it's like...
Tail, then. Very, very obvious, simple reason, though. Because if I didn't still have my human ears on top of kitty ears, that means I could never use a set of headphones again.
Why not?
Because there are no headphones built for cat ears, Kyle.
We'll be the first.
These things could go well over cat ears.
Oh, kitty ears would be like...
Yeah, Kyle, where are cat ears located on...
No. We're doing, like, Cats the Musical, Jellicle Cats.
Well, that's different. I still have my human ears then. That was what I was asking. It depends.
Apple AirPods.
No, because like there's your cat ears proportionally.
AirPods. What? No,
you're too large to hold
tape
the AirPod.
Tape them in.
Yeah, that's not worth it. That's why I'm going with the tail.
You're missing out.
That's fine.
If you had cat ears too, like, you could get mite. That would suck.
Yeah, true. We live in Canada. Healthcare.
Thing is,
pets aren't free.
I watch my cat quite a bit. And I'm not entirely convinced he has complete autonomy over his tail. Like, it seems to kind of go on its own and just follow him around, and he's accepted it. But this tail seems to be kind of doing its own thing. So if you have a cat tail, it's going to be knocking shit off, and you're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I just imagine Andrew, like, making food, and, like, forgetting one green, and turns around and just hears a crash because he knocked his food over and crying.
Yeah, if I could choose from any tail, I'd go with a monkey tail, because then you have a prehensile tail, so then get five arms.
Yeah, it's like Goku's tail.
Yeah.
Minus the, like, you touch it, you go catatonic.
I'm now imagining Andrew just, like, lying on the floor with his arms and legs up, and his tail going,
so he's A-pom.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Andrew as well. Andrew is actually a fairly good climber. You give Andrew a prehensile tail, Andrew would become like parkour king of Thunder Bay. No, of all Canada. No, of the world.
I can imagine anything parkour and eating poop as he falls into a wall.
I've never been complimented on my climbing skills before, but on reflection, no, you know what? She's not wrong. I actually am quite good at climbing up things.
But there's a difference between climbing and parkour.
Oh, 100%. I couldn't parkour, because parkour is cool and I am not. I can't do sick clips.
Have you seen the, like, office parkour? You don't have to be cool. You just have to yell parkour as you roll around on stuff.
Remember when we went to that, like, little park and we were all jumping around like idiots?
Yeah, I had a mark for like a year after that.
Oh, those are my favorite guys. Just a few jumping into the net.
Oh, yeah. When the whole isolation thing's done, we should try to do that again and get a bunch of stock photos of us so we can use it.
Oh, I was like, I'm not jumping on shit again.
No, we don't need to do that. We already know I want that, and I am in far worse shape now than I was then, so I don't want to mess it up.
We'll come out of quarantine and just take the net down as we jump at it.
Something that's been really amusing me is watching just how life both has stopped and hasn't stopped, as everything's been canceled. So all of the conventions have been canceled, all of the marketing campaigns haven't been, but all the events have. So, like, the big one I was talking about before that I noticed was Wonder Woman the movie was supposed to come out. So all of the advertising stuff is already coming out for it, but the movie's been delayed. So now Doritos has Wonder Woman everywhere, but no movie.
Because Doritos are wonderful.
Oh, that would be why MeUndies offered me to, like, a Wonder Woman pair this month.
Yeah.
And you took it, right?
I was debating signing up.
As someone who's seen your undies, you go from really cool ones to grandpa boxers.
Like, I have so many grandpa boxers. Fantastic.
But then you got, like, the trippy Rick and Morty ones that look pretty pretty comfortable.
There, I'm wearing Rocco's Modern Life right now.
I know you noticed one as well, Kyle, about a special new game release that came out.
Which one shouldn't have come out?
Yeah, you literally were just talking about it before the stream. Why are you in Sonic at the Olympics 2020?
We were talking about We were talking about like six games before the stream. I'm like, what are you talking about?
The only one that's related to coming out, despite everything about it being canceled.
Yeah, the actual Mario and Sonic at the Olympics 2020 came out for mobile, and I could like put my phone down and walk away, and it's like, congratulations, gold medal. And I'm like, nice.
Your favorite.
Autoplays are my favorite.
What are the events for it? And like, is there anything like Tokyo about it?
So far, it's just a generic stadium that you repeat events in. You go against the standard people like Silver, Shadow, and...
Shut up! That's the standard people.
What? That's the only people that matter in the series.
Knuckles.
Or doesn't matter.
I don't know about the Gator.
I think Tails is there.
Thanks the cat.
Charmy B.
No one cares about Charmy.
I've only played it for like an hour and a half at this point.
Chaotix, Kyle?
I had to do hurdles for like 20 minutes, and... all that involves is tapping your phone, and since you're Sonic, you can actually dash in the air over like several hurdles at once.
Whereas could you like, imagine well, I would love hurdles to see- for 20 minutes, for I, 20 I, of them?
I don't have to admit it. I've already done it.
Megan, if all of us did hurdles, it would probably take like 20 minutes.
I can't jump that high.
Do you guys not remember when CLE was here when they had that jump and dump thing and I did it and then had to lay down for half an hour because I was winded?
I went on a bike ride and died yesterday, so I had to sit there and like measure my heart rate for 20 minutes and was like, am I dying?
For the best shape, I think it's between me and Megan, because Megan, you've been getting a physical workout with Beat Saber at least, so that's going to build some stamina.
Yeah, my stamina is a lot better than what it used to be, I think. I don't even know what's wrong with my shoulders. I think I got like degenerative rotator cuff joints. Yeah, I was going to ask
about that earlier because I'm curious, how is your shoulder doing? Because I'm in fact very proud of you. The pinnacle of being into rhythm games is the first time you injure yourself playing that rhythm game and then having to lie to all your friends about why you actually got hurt. I have two notable ones myself.
Guitar Hero injuries.
My first one was with DDR, where I had played for like 3 hours straight and had not realized that the slight pain in my foot was actually it going numb and my sock filling with blood.
Nice.
What? All I had was like my hand locked down for an hour or two after Guitar Hero.
Oh, that's not the worst one, though. The worst one was when I was drumming really, really, like every day playing Rock Band 2, because I was going for an achievement that was play the entire set list of Rock Band 2 without ever pausing or failing. So I played up until the second last song, failed out, and then stopped playing. However, I developed carpal tunnel for a while, and I had to tell my work, no, it must be from clicking the mouse. That's why my arm is hurting, not because I played drums for 3 hours straight.
So there's a movie I recently discovered. I haven't watched yet. I'm wanting to do this with Andrew at his place.
Oh, yes.
But apparently there's a DDR to the Death movie.
Yeah.
Beats of Rage. And I saw that, I'm like, instantly things like, Andrew, you must watch this.
I know I have seen this movie. I cannot remember a single plot point about it, but I do want to watch with you.
So what I was going to say about my shoulders is it like runs in my family, I guess, where they have like degenerative joint. I was just finding about this like recently. My grandfather has really bad rotator cuffs. The parts that really screwed me up was these side swipe where you have to hit both blocks on one side and you have to like reach for them kind of thing. They're really hard to get like the 110 points or the 115 points on them. Perfect. Yeah. The perfect hit. So for me, like, I have to, like, swipe them, like, with my whole body and, like, twist to get the flick of the wrist. I haven't really mastered it quite yet. So that's what really screwed up my shoulders, was I was, like, reaching so far and just whipping my whole arm around.
Okay. And there is a certain point when you get to in rhythm games where you should and usually you have to stretch beforehand like you were doing something athletic just so you don't hurt yourself.
So since we're still talking about lockdown, have you guys made a list of things like when this is over?
This is my life. I love it.
And nothing's changed.
This is the greatest time of my life.
Well, for anyone listening, please leave a comment below of what you would do. I've made a list, and so far, because this is a free thing, I'm driving west. Don't know when I'm going to stop or what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go.
He's driving east.
Like Bible.
Yeah. I'm going to give everyone such big hugs, they'll probably bruise. Chris, you're not immune.
Don't touch me.
And Megan and I are going to play the pigeon dating sim.
Little boyfriend.
Beautiful boyfriend.
We're playing that. It's on the list, and the list is in pen. You can't erase pen.
So I don't really have anything that I want to do after quarantine and everything is over. I just realized that, like, I don't need so much stuff. Or, like, I used to spend so much money on frivolous things, and now that I'm in lockdown and everything is closed, like,
oh my god!
So quarantine turned you into a communist, Mangan?
I buy everything now.
Oh,
crap! Coming in from Wish.
There's been times where, literally, this happened a while ago. I come home. And Kyle looks at me and goes, I bought you a 500 marker set on Wish. And I didn't ask, I didn't see, I don't know. Just, okay.
I bought a Pornhub sweater.
Why?
So, you know what? That's better than the GoPro you got.
Yeah, that was that hurt.
Oh, did that work?
No, it was a case.
They got a GoPro case.
See, I specifically had to start hiding any of the advertisements that Facebook has for Wish, just because A, it was judging me far too closely, and B, I was
getting... Because you want them!
Yes. Stop knowing me better than I know myself, Wish.
Yo, it brought me, it was like an LED dog collar's on the way, there's hooks for the bathroom coming in, there's like storage units, I got sweaters, like shirts,
and my paintbrushes.
Paintbrushes coming in for him, markers are coming in for him, like...
Kyle is just rolling in swag.
There's a pillow coming?
Kyle's gonna be rolling in swag.
Not yet.
A pillow cover.
No, I got a pillow of Trafalgar Law from One Piece.
I was gonna ask which waifu it was, but it's Law. Oh, that's even better.
That's my waifu.
I kind of want to get Kyle a body pillow of Law now.
Good.
I'm sure it, like, actually exists somewhere.
Oh yeah, Jeremy's got one. I want Jeremy.
Yours has a Remy Tim one.
He's got a Remy Tim one?
Yeah, he's got a Remy Tim one.
If you had to get an Achievement Hunter body pillow, who would you get?
Is Ryan have one?
Achievement Hunter that closely to know the difference? I was just wondering who. I'm like, man, is there a One Piece character named Remy Tim?
I mean, what? With the thousands
of characters? The better question is, does he get rim jobs on his cars?
Remy Tim is one of Jeremy's from Achievement Hunter's characters, and he just released a garage video where he went through all of his cars, and all of them are something Tim. So my favorite's the thick Tim with three C's.
I like the Tim Burton, which is just the Batmobile.
The Tim Burton's the Batmobile.
It's an orange and purple Batmobile.
All of them are orange and purple. That's the theme of the thing. Is that all of them have to be orange and purple. But does Ryan have one?
I think so. I think Michael, Ryan, and Jeremy has two.
I'm imagining
Ray Kyle, used to have one.
I'm imagining Kyle would like a male harem of Achievement Hunter body pillows. And then brings a lady friend over. She looks at him, looks at his bed. She's like, weirdly into it. Let's go.
I just find Achievement Hunter girls. That's it.
There was a body pillow of I really want.
We're listening.
Yeah, who is it? Come on.
Just start naming off names, because I got a whole list of guesses.
Solid Snake. I've already said that.
Oh, yeah. Solid Snake was my first guess. Jason Voorhees was my second guess. Frank Castle was my third guess.
Yes, please.
And just a floating gun. Just a gun. That's the body pillow.
Hold on. I have news for you. Okay, I found a body pillow cover online of a of a Mosin rifle. And the one side of it is like just the rifle, and then the opposite side of it, where it's supposed to be like, you know, more revealing, is just the rifle all dissembled.
Oh, God.
Real quick, I just went to Google just to look up gun pillow, and there's quite a few options here.
People are gun nuts.
Well, whose birthday's after mine? Then we know who to go shopping for.
Technically, we have to do Alicia at some point when we all get to meet again, since Alicia's birthday was also canceled from quarantine.
I got her a present, y'all.
Yeah. Drop, present.
Wow. So, Rob, I guess you're the best brother now.
No. You want to know why?
Why?
Because she wants me to sing for her, so I can do that at any point in time, at any given moment, and just be like, I win.
You could have done it at any time. You just chose not to do it on her birthday.
And that's what she wanted from me also, was she wanted, like, singing, karaoke, something like that. So since I can't do that for her right now, basically, when I get to see her again, I'm going to do, like, karaoke or sing to her. But I also really want to bake her something, like make her some food or something.
Make a try like to cake, soup. Pop out of it and sing.
The body pillow's yeah. on sale.
Oh, what?
You just sent me a body pillow. It's on sale for Michael.
It's a Michael body pillow of him and a virgin killer.
I have this sort of tradition for everyone's Facebook birthday where I like to post like the anti-birthday song, the birthday dirge, you know. Happy birthday. Doom, destruction, and despair. People dying everywhere. Oh, happy birthday. But for the past 3 months, that has been a very awkward thing to post. But I have to because it's their birthday.
What a time to be in.
Has anyone else been as amused as I have of watching like regular people sort of flip out because they have to live the neat life for a couple weeks and they're cracking? Oh my God, I have to stay in and watch television instead of doing something. This is hell.
The only reason I'm starting to crack is because I have got conventions as like a mental scrub to get me through the year for the next year. I lost that mental scrub. All that stress and anxiety that I don't deal with, I have to deal with.
There has been more events that have been popping up recently where they're trying to do kind of replacement digital cons for this year, where they've been setting up people to do like different panels and stuff, and like setting up Etsy shop style for vendors. It's going to be interesting to see how this affects everything when it comes to entertainment, because a lot of like geeky media kind of relies on, you know, the ability to be frivolous and whimsical and not in survival mode.
Well, I'm having the time. I bought Mortal Kombat 11 and I'm having a great time.
Yeah, Kyle and I are like a comedic pair where he's loving this and I'm just, okay, what can I do to kill time? What can I? I bought slime!
Oh no. Is it Nickelodeon slime?
It's make your own slime.
It's dollar store slime, so probably.
Please wash your hands after using that.
And before.
I have a closet full of stuff that if I actually can't go to work and I'm stuck on lockdown, I'm prepared. Also, Kyle's probably going to go insane for me actually having to be stuck here with him.
Something that you can check out if you're going crazy is Double Experience is doing a live stream every Wednesday at around 7 p.m. That's called the Midweek Mini Boss. And this week, what they did was they actually composed a song from a fortune cookie. So what they did was they busted open a fortune cookie. And the fortune inside, they read it, so they used that as the theme of their little song. So, like, they used it as, like, a piece of the chorus. And what Brock did was he used the lucky numbers that are on the back as, like, fret indicators. So he made, like a riff using the lucky numbers on the back. And I just thought that was so clever.
That'd be pretty neat.
And then you were your normal Megan self, where every other comment was you going, love you guys, miss you guys, awesome guys.
No, actually, it wasn't. I didn't flood their stream with too many comments. I like to just sit back and let them do their thing and like watch them create. It was really fun and entertaining. And there was a lot of people who were attending the stream, and I just, you know, wanted them to take the reins and, you know, show their support.
But at her own desk, it was just like...
Yeah, no, that's true. That was very, very true.
I will say, if you guys want other cool streams that I've discovered, and I like, also Canadian, Tupperware Remix Party, or Twerk, have this Twerk show every Saturday, where they play games via digital or board, and then have songs intermitting. They have live show, too. A lot of people are actually, you know, dealing with this in their own good ways, and giving us content so we're not dying of boredom.
A lot of DJs are doing live shows now, too, so it's always fun to see when they pop up on Facebook.
We need to head to our first break here, Thundarians, but keep that dial locked to 102.7 FM, C-I-L-U, or around the world at luradio.ca.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for the continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Release a trillion new forces of evil that will always live in ruin. 心に迫る戦士の知恵、神秘の技、そして勇敢な戦い、その巨大な力と鍛錬が核の戦いを勝利へと導く。
And we're back. You're listening to Thunder Geeks, brought to you by 102.7 FM CILU, or around the world at luradio.ca. That was Tupperware Remix Party with Atomic Karate. And if you want to tune into our Facebook recordings, you can do so 9 p.m. on Sundays on our Facebook page at facebook.com/ThunderGeeksSpeak. We'll be broadcast next week, 10:30 p.m. as always.
I was just kind of amused when Kyle went to go looking for a webcam and then realized they don't exist anymore because everyone bought to do Zoom calls.
Oh my lord, it was so hard. Chris lent me this one here. It's like Logitech C720, something like that.
270.
I don't know. Whatever. It streams a photo. That's all I care about.
Have you heard of how people are skipping out on school and work?
No.
They're taking a photo.
It's genius. Oh. Beyond photos. So what a lot of kids are doing is they're taking like a 5-minute video of themselves sitting at their computers and then
looping it
slightly, putting it on loop, putting it in the classroom, and then leaving and doing whatever they wanted for the rest of the day.
100% I'd give that up and just start playing Warcraft or something on the other side. Like, I'm done.
Yeah, I like the videos of like students who are like, hey, can I borrow a pen? And they pass a pen through everyone's camera.
Just the coordination of all these kids that they're doing, not homework. They're like, Zoom calls.
Yeah, my favorite thing would just be to like put a pineapple like on like a pillow with like a hoodie on it, and you're just like in the call as a
also
pineapple.
Like a 90s cartoon kind of thing.
Yeah.
As La-na-na-na.
Yeah, I have... Kyle, you're old enough for this, I guess. We have a thing about pineapples in classrooms, especially
French pineapples.
Just oui un ananas.
That's maybe not. Did you ever see Saul the Clown?
No.
So after ananas, in the later years when our French teacher didn't want to teach us French and they wheeled in the thing, we were taught by a Quebec homeless clown how to speak French. I am not kidding.
We watched Bananas in Pajamas after, yes. Yeah, it was just French versions of the bananas talking about stuff.
We just watched random movies dubbed in French.
I didn't do French in high school.
I mean, didn't you at least have grade 9?
I did.
Yeah.
For French, no, I did gym.
No, you need a second language credit to graduate.
No, you don't. You have an IEP.
Oh, I don't have a second language credit.
You mean I screwed the system when I didn't have to screw the system?
Yeah.
Why would we need to learn another language? This is North America.
Because I remember distinctly, like, all the credits required. One of them said second language credit. It didn't say French. It's the second language. That's why I took Bolshin College, because I failed French twice.
Did you fail French?
I really hate French.
Why does this hobo look like a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure character? Like...
Yeah, so I sent it in the chat there. You can take a look. No, this is Soul the Clown.
Air fuel.
He's the one that taught us how to speak French. And
it looks photoshopped.
Sad thing. Looks like a blobfish.
It does. 100%.
Blobfish looks like. I hope he's
That's
doing cosplay
horrifying.
Now.
So
please.
I went and looked it up. I think these were made in the 1970s, which is the perfect time to put it in a 1990s classroom.
So, Andrew, Kyle and I found a movie you have to see.
Oh, what's the movie?
Exorcism at 60,000 feet.
You had me at Exorcism. And then
it's a comedy horror.
I never would have guessed, Kyle, that an exorcism at 60,000 feet might be a bit satirical.
Oh, no, no, not a bit. Like, this is... So, in the opening, I thought, you know, classic comedy horror movie, but one turned it around for me where I'm like, I'm in. I want to see where we're going with this adventure. So, you know, I've seen in pretty much every plane movie where the crew is boarding the plane?
Mm-hmm.
So we get our different, like, menagerie of characters, and then a mother comes on with her child. But her child is not cast with a child. Her child is played by a little person, and they play it straight.
Oh, yeah, he breastfeeds at one point because he's a child, and they all get offended when they, like, talk to him like he's an adult.
It is.
I think we're describing this for Andrew, and the guy just takes his headphones off, walks away. Like, what? Bro.
He sent a message in the chat saying, keep talking.
Anyways, so I'm sorry, but did I hear this wrong? So the child is, like, a demonic baby?
Oh, no. No, just a little person, like a fully aged, middle-aged man.
Tattooed and pierced. But it's a toddler. But it's,
yeah, he's got like the overalls on, like the yellow and red striped
helicopter
shirt,
hat, little
beanie thing.
And it is just glorious.
There's also a random nun sex scene.
And there's a woman who's going to Taiwan to get her hoo-hoo tightened, and when she lifts her skirt, there's just a glowing light.
Yeah, the golden light that comes from her pants.
It's
a plot point like three times in the movie.
It's wild.
And it's given me my favorite parody moment. So a priest and a rabbi try to exorcise a guy.
Sounds like a bad joke coming.
Yeah, no, that's what I was expecting. Like a priest and a rabbi have to jump on a plane, but there's one parachute. Well,
that's the description of the movie. It's a priest, a rabbi, and a bunch of people get on a plane. And I was like, I'm in. It's a horror movie.
I liked it because it's like the priest is going to the demon. He's like, the power of Christ compels you. And then the rabbi's like, and Moses doesn't like you either. And I don't know, man. It's just, it's wild. If you guys can find it out there, watch it. Once again, it's Exorcism at 60,000 feet.
60,000 feet.
Also, the way that I look for horror films is totally different from the way that you guys look for horror films. Because I'm like, oh, wow, this one looks like it's going to have like a cool like plot twist at the end. Where like they like tell and they discover like how the person got murdered, and that's why the person has been having weird, strange visions and blah blah blah. And then you guys were like, oh, this has some dumb stuff written on it. Huh? Click.
Rewind. I watch every single horror movie that is posted to the site that I find. Good,
fair,
bad,
in between.
60,000 feet.
I mean, that's why we have Shudder, man. It's just
Shudder is a great service. If you want to sponsor me, thank you. I mean, you did for a year, basically. They screwed up payments, then we're like, have it anyways.
Aww. How kind of them.
How wholesome.
I mean, it was when they were like starting out, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll subscribe for a month, and then I canceled my subscription, as I do for everything.
Oh, yes.
And they were like, well, we're going to charge you a year. And I'm like, no, you're not. They did. And then I got a refund, and then they're like, whoops, you can just have it anyways. And I was like, it's like 12 months.
Well, then.
All right.
See, but that's just good customer service.
That's why I'm still using the site. Honestly. Yeah. I was like, all right, I'm in. That, and they started bringing in like Shudder exclusives. Like, they have Todd and the Book of Pure Evil on there.
Yeah.
So if you want to see me die.
Every day, Rob. I want to see you die every day.
I know there's one that I'm looking forward to. I have to see if it's been released yet or if the release date's still coming up, because it was going to be a Shudder exclusive as well, where it is a zombie movie set in Canada, but the entire premise around it is that only indigenous people are immune to the virus.
Oh, I love that.
I'm game.
So yeah, so
what's this one called?
I'm gonna have to look it up.
I feel like I've seen the name of it. Oh no. It's like Quantum something.
Quantum.
No, she's not
soul.
Wrong. She's not wrong. It's something like Quantum Blood.
What?
Quantum,
I think that's it.
Canada.
I think Quantum Blood, that's it. Yeah, I would suggest getting like the actual name of it just to be sure, but I've been wanting to check it out.
Blood Quantum.
Blood Quantum, not Quantum Blood.
Yeah, Blood Quantum. The dead are coming back to life outside the isolated Mi'kmaq reserve of Red Crow, except it's for its indigenous inhabitants who are strangely immune to the zombie plague. So it's essentially a reserve trying to defend their land from a zombie invasion, where they are the only ones who are immune to it.
That sounds very like they're trying to be symbolic.
Really, Rob? Rob, you're not really great at subtext or text.
He's not really great at text.
Or super text. Or screaming it at you explicitly in instructions.
Blood quantum is apparently an actual term.
Yes.
About defining ancestral bloodlines.
Yes.
Can you just take that as...
Also, how many times, Andrew, have I, like, gone and shown you a show and gone, hey, is there a message here?
That's every show.
Not every show. Some of the shows... Some of the shows, the message is just, funny joke. I'm sorry, there's no subtext to exorcism at 60,000 feet. It's just good old chaotic humor.
True.
I've been jumping around from free subscription trial to free subscription trial. So I've been enjoying Disney Plus for a while, mostly because that they were ending off the Clone Wars cartoon. Rob, have you been able to see the end of this yet?
I haven't gotten the last episode yet.
Okay, I won't spoil it for you, but the last four episodes of the series take place in tandem to Revenge of the Sith. It was kind of a wonky season because they had one episode that really shouldn't have existed where they start out in jail, they run around and end up in jail at the end of the episode. And it's like, oh, well, that shouldn't have happened. The last four episodes, it was the Phantom Apprentice and Shattered and Death and Victory, where it follows Ahsoka and they go through the Siege of Mandalore. They go through like the big showdown between Ahsoka and Maul. And it is not only fantastic, but horrendously dark, because they were sort of limited to how much they could show by like Saturday morning cartoon standards before. With this one, so Maul is essentially trying to escape during Order 66 while he's on a ship filled with clones, and he has no lightsaber. So what you see is you see him just like pulling off panels of the ship, throwing it at clones, and you get a sudden cut and you'll watch their helmets fall onto the ground. Or there's a specific scene where they're trying to close the blast doors before he gets through, and he yanks a clone forward, and then we see the shot change again, and you watch the arm just fall off. Just dismemberments and beheadings everywhere.
But it's okay because they're wearing helmets, right? Guys, it's they not get, real.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, they get away with the rating as if they never actually show the dismemberment, but they show the aftermath of it.
Is there blood?
No.
That's right. There you go. You're fine.
You can get as gory as you want. You don't show blood.
As long as there's no blood, you're fine. Or if they make it a different color.
It is technically within robots? Standards of press, but man, did they push the line on it. Other thing I checked out recently was Rick and Morty's back.
Yay!
Woo!
Also, the reason we're doing the Facebook show here a little bit early, because, well, you want to go watch it. But he's got another show.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about this. You said
the
Roland in chat.
Oh, the Midnight Gospel.
No, that's not
it. Oh, wait, no, that's...
No, you're thinking of Pendleton Ward.
Yes, he is. I got all mixed up in here.
Yeah, I was just about to be like, Community.
Netflix.
Whips. Community's on Netflix. That's Dan Harmon's first show.
I'm enjoying it.
One of the best things that's ever been put out on television.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing that's interesting to see here, because Roiland has always been like very, very creative. But the benefit to Dan Harmon is Dan Harmon put his sort of story structure around Justin Roiland's creativity, and that's what made the show. The mid-season premiere, I guess, was kind of just ripping on Dan Harmon's formula the entire time, as the way he writes a story.
The meta.
Well, yes, but it's actually the story circle where he has an entire formula. You'll see every single one of his stories sort of go through, where it's the regular hero's journey, but he changes up again. It's like, instead of this, we're going to do this. So we're going to subvert it in certain ways. For that episode, they're like, no, we're going to take that formula and we're just going to make fun of it the entire episode.
Andrew, write a story.
Now
pass the
mental
test.
No. With this one, it's okay.
What's it called?
Far, but you definitely...
What's it called?
A Solar Opposites.
Yeah.
So, it's okay so far. It's no Rick and Morty, but you see the benefit of Dan Harmon's structure being placed around Roiland, because a lot of the episodes are... It has two main storylines going on. One of them's I'm actually quite invested in, and one of them is I've seen this before, and that's not what I want to see from Roiland. So the general premise is you have an alien family that have evacuated their planet after it was hit by an asteroid, but instead of finding an uninhabited planet, they accidentally crash land on Earth, which has a bunch of people already, so they can't repopulate there, so they're just trying to fix their ship. And so you have Corvo, who's sort of like the dad of the family, Terry, who is kind of the other gay dad of the family, Jesse, who's the youngest daughter, and Yumulak,
which is the best name,
who's the son. Yes. So with most of their stories, it tends to be like loose allegories to like racism and such like that, where it's like, oh, we're aliens, but we're being discriminated against, but we're also, you know, awful people.
Yeah.
You think of like the Coneheads or like Third Rock from the Sun. It's kind of a story that I have seen before. There are definitely funny moments within it, but that's not the part of the show that I'm invested in. So the two kids, mostly the son, they like using their shrink ray, shrinking down humans and then putting them in the wall, which is essentially a giant ant farm in their room. So this dropping humans into this ant farm. And now when we cut to that story, they're creating their own civilization within the wall. So one of the things that happens is like, they don't know how long they've been in there. It's like, we don't have access to a clock. We've shrunk. Time is sort of relative. We can barely tell daytime from nighttime within here. So time has no meaning. So they've actually founded an entire religion called Boism, who worship the daughter, because she's the one that drops candy and food into there, and they worship her little Bo. But it also creates interesting problems, as their children, they don't know what people eat. But as far as they're concerned, they're pets. So she only will drop candy into there most of the time. So you have things like insulin being like a gold level resource, because the only new things that get introduced into here is whatever people had in their pockets when they were shrunk and dropped in. So people who wear cargo pants come in completely rich.
I'm game to watch.
Yeah. Well, it's also Justin Roiland, so I trust the comedy is hilarious in it as well. Also, I'm right.
So I think I'm about 4 or 5 episodes in of the 8, and I've liked the storyline of being trapped in the wall, even though it isn't the main storyline, because you watch them go through this whole sort of arc where it's a random guy. Just, you know, he was brought in because he had a red shirt, because he had all the other colors of shirts, but not a red shirt. His name is Tim. And he effectively stumbles backwards into being the leader of the resistance and trying to rally all the people to overthrow the current leadership of the wall, named the Duke. And I really enjoy watching his sort of character arc progress between being like, I don't want to be here. Like, shouldn't we be trying to get out, to I'm the only one who's willing to stand up and fight for these people?
Was there any other, like, there any other characters in the wall that you liked, or?
Tim is really the only one that's mattered so far. Okay, well, they have a really sad moment because there's, like, a mouse inside the wall. So there's, like, a farmer who milks the mouse, and it's his best friend. But we got to see the mouse die, and it's the saddest
thing
ever. Kill it.
Do it. Most of the jokes are kind of centered around in the main storyline is like, oh, these wacky aliens don't understand human customs, which some things can be funny. But again, like, it's hard not to compare it to Rick and Morty since the style is so similar and Corvo kind of sounds like Rick.
When you sent me sent the screenshot earlier into chat, I was like, what are you? Is that the episode? Is that the new Rick and Morty episode?
No.
It's like, how did you get it like 4 hours early?
I may have gotten the Harley Quinn episode that came out this week a week early.
I just finished season 1.
How are you liking it so far?
It is one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
Kyle did at least watch the season 2 midway one with the opening
fanboy. No,
that's
thing.
What got you to watch the episode, I believe, right? Like, watch the series, yeah.
That's what I went back and watched the actual like whole series, and
you love Kite Man now, don't you?
I love Kite Man.
Who would have thought in the Harley Quinn show, Kite Man would become this weirdly popular and favorite character? Kite Man!
It's too relatable. Too relatable.
I kind of want you to cosplay Kite Man now.
I mean, his whole outfit's green, I'd be in.
I want to set up like, so you actually have to push a button and then
Kite.
But but it's all one time use only thing.
It's actually got to be like a really small handheld right that comes up back, like a little pitiful little.
You have to remember those like circle frisbees that like you can fold in.
Yeah, it'll be like one of those. You just click it and just.
Big gust of wind comes, cause it's like.
That's why it's gonna be hand size. Someone can like blow on it, and I'll be like, "Oh no!"
I actually really liked Bane in the Harley
Quinn. Yeah.
Bar.
Blow this face off.
Oh, minions! You're coming with me. We're not minions. Well, I rented you anyway, so we're gonna go blow up the juice stand.
The streets will run red with Razzy Zazzy.
Has there been a moment in season one so far for you, Kyle, where you just like laugh too hard?
Honestly, a lot of stuff with was it King Shark has made me laugh. That guy's super, just absolutely funny. Especially when it's like he goes from this weird, awkward, gentle individual to like biting small Harley Quinns in half with blood spraying everywhere, and he's just like, "You're like, what is happening?"
A lot of people were like losing their minds about King Shark because there was this whole thing with him and John Constantine.
Oh, that's from Apocalypse. We'll talk about that next week.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Constantine's. Matt Ryan.
If you don't already know about John Constantine's sexuality, you don't know anything about John.
Matt Ryan.
Well, no, John Constantine has also continued to be on Legends of Tomorrow as, like, a main cast member, and they have made no scruples about his sexuality and stuff. He is very much willing and able and down for anything.
Got it. There's a list of male celebrities to hit on.
But yeah, like, I know the episode that you're talking about where the end of season one ends with kind of, like, Gotham collapsing into itself, and Batman going missing. The episode that's dedicated to kind of like bringing him back opens up with your two most stereotypical like misogynist nerd boys that we all kind of know that will complain about any sort of positive depiction of female characters as just being a Mary Sue and like the most vapid complaints.
And the guy's wearing a shirt that said release the Snyder Cut. So you know.
They had these guys down to such... So I laughed throughout their entire segment so hard I had to replay it so I could actually listen because I could not stop because I know these guys and I think they're a-holes.
Yeah, so it was that very stereotypical nerd thing that it actually went into one of the funniest episodes I think I've ever seen as well.
Yeah.
His legs were in opposite directions. Bane, did you see it?
Bane has probably been my favorite character.
Good God.
I'm still kind of loving Riddler because, well, first off, he does the escape thing.
It's the Dean from Community.
Yes.
So
he's
good.
Also the ghost. He's also the ghost in Mike Tyson's
Mystery.
Isn't he Doctor Venture?
He's a very good voice actor.
The Doctor Venture? Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's Dr. Venture.
That very well could be. I imagine so. He's a phenomenal... Everybody in the Community is one of, like, the best people ever.
Except for Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase sucks. True. Pierce is, like, one of the worst characters in that show.
And then have you ever heard his voicemail to Dan Hartman? Don't listen to it on the show, because it gets bad. No. But after the show, literally look it up, because Dan Hartman... posted that, and it is pretty much the only reason Chevy Chase kept doing the show is because he was contractually obligated, but him and Dan Hartman hated each other, like, viciously. I also think that's why he kept writing Pierce worse, is because it's like, if I don't like you, no one's gonna like you.
They just made him so unlikable. I know they're supposed to be that villain character, but he's just the worst.
The D&D episode is just really... Granted, when they did a D&D episode, I was so in.
They like had the intro and everything perfect down, and it was... I don't know. If you ever get a chance, watch Community. It's on Netflix now.
Now that you bring up D&D episode, like, I've been trying to sort of suss out kind of the stereotypical episodes you're going to see within sitcoms. Because you have those within anime. Like, you have those certain episodes that are always going to happen. So you have your beach episode, you have your school festival episode, you have your sports festival episode, like... those certain beats that seem to pop up in every show. One that's been happening more and more in Western shows, though, has been the D&D episode, where, like, whatever anything was going on is completely derailed to play a game of D&D.
Most of the people who played D&D in high school are the writers now.
I get that, but like, I've been noticing more of those now that I've been like just watching a crap load of them, where I'm like, huh, there's certain episodes that they're all kind of popping up. They always have the same general story outline.
The clip
it depends
show
on what they do with them.
The clip show they did in Community actually did something I made a joke about when we were watching it. So they have a Christmas special that's all in stop motion, but all the characters openly acknowledge, like, just one of them is like saying, yeah, we're in stop motion. She's like, no, we're not. Ovid, are you seeing things in stop motion? Yes. And then they cut to the flashback episode where they're just sitting down and like describing this adventure, and they're just like, yeah, we're in the gumdrop forest. By the way, if I ever go nuts and start saying I see every one of you in claymation,
I'm
take me to a
wrong
shrink.
It's always been this way. What are you talking about?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're going to absolutely mess with you.
This is how it's always been. Have you not played Clay Fighter 63 and a third? What it's like.
Rob would be that person. Just start imagining us all in claymation. Like, he's literally the Kelso of our group. Because Kelso passes out and starts hallucinating or dreaming about, like, claymation, and everyone's in claymation.
I do not do those kind of things.
You are. You're pretty much Kelso.
Yes, I'm
Bob.
Kelso. I don't.
Have we seen Kelso's like when he's older?
Hey, old Kelso is a security guard at a strip club, okay? So,
high roller.
High roller.
I mean, I think I've made it a little better than that. I at least work in a shed. Nice shed.
Your shed just got power. It's 2020.
I know.
The power shed.
Oh, this will be a funny story for you, Andrew, because you might get a chuckle. So my boss, Landfill's crazy. So he's completely paranoid that we've gotten a influx of people over the past few weeks. He's absolutely convinced that people from the city are dumping the municipal dump.
Uh-huh.
Which I responded with, no, people are bored. They're looking for anything to do. He's like, no, it's, you're not doing your job. You're just, so he literally stood 10 feet away from where I check people's IDs to double check their ID. And a lot of the people even went, dude, you're being nuts. Chill.
We have to head to our last break here, Thundarians, but keep that dial locked to 102.7 FM CILU or around the world at luradio.ca.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Never be bored, never, oh no, I'm bored in my
And we're back. You're listening to 102.7 FM CILU or around the world at luradio.ca. That was Bedford Level Experiment with Bored in My Room.
I mean, you've seen how I've spent my time recently where I am just messing with conspiracy theorists because it's a hobby of mine.
Yeah, you can understand that, like, if you had a car, you'd probably drive somewhere. Even if it, like, you didn't really have to do anything, you don't know the choice of it.
Go for a walk? It's
gross.
Easy. There's no people. Or, I mean, on my case, I just go for a bike ride. But I mean, like, no, it makes sense because, like, there are people that are trying to, like, you know, clean their house and stuff and do all the spring cleaning and, like, use their time productively, I guess.
<There's us. laughs> I cleaned for the first time today.
No, my habit is, my hobby has been every time I see someone posting, like, you know, the 5G coronavirus conspiracies, I like going to their profile and then searching Flat Earth and seeing what comes up. And there's a big crossover between those two. And it's really funny because they also get really mad when you start asking about their other conspiracy beliefs.
Uh-oh.
Conspiracy theorists are my favorite.
Hey, guys, just so you know, in fact, yes, I am part of the CIA CSIS MI6. And... I just want you to move a little bit to the right. There you go. Now I got a good view. Okay. Actually, that's also my favorite response. Every time I'm accused of being like a shill or a secret agent, I say, yes, I am. Can you please move so I can see you better in the hidden camera? And for some reason, they don't respond to me much after that.
Oh, I wonder why.
I think they're looking for the camera still.
One of these days, I swear, I'm gonna get
assassinated, like straight up.
Or he gets FBI'd.
No, because the thing is, I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm just kind of.
It's not about you people determined
to be. I'm messing with people determined to be angry, and then giving a reason to be angry at. What the flip side of this? These are people that are often absolutely off their rocker, where they're like, the world is controlled by a global conspiracy of half lizard people that are worshiping Satan, and they are coming and they're going to get your family, and the only way that you can save yourself is buying my water filters and male supplements on sale now for $99.99.
The first part of that was true.
Easy there, Mike.
Beyond mothers of the Illuminati.
There are lizard people among us.
I am the lizard person. No, I am the lizard queen.
No, there's proof. They're in our government. Turn the friggin' frog gay.
I made a mistake because I had my 5G like antenna set to. Whoops! It was supposed to be set to coronavirus, but I accidentally had it set to give people the gay.
Whoopsie. That's why Chris looks so much more attractive. Hey there, sweetie.
Working out, buddy?
It's going to be interesting to see how long it takes for people to actually like feel comfortable going to events again. Even when it comes to 2021, we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to try doing some conventions. Ooh.
I'll be there.
Mask. So much hand sanitizer.
Nope. Hugs.
Nope, I'm going to run up and I'm going to sneeze on someone. Just kidding, I'm not actually.
Yeah, don't say that.
I'm not actually going to. I'm just kidding. I don't leave the house.
My car's plan for 2021 is actually really, really good, actually, for getting back in the game, because I'll be wearing a full, like, mask the whole time. I want to get, I want to make a gas mask. Like, it doesn't have a function. Like, it's not an actual filtered gas mask. Baby Psycho Mantis from Metal Gear Solid 5, so I get to still have red hair. Woo-woo! I would love to go back to conventions and everything, like, back to normal. However, I don't know if I want to anymore. Like, Con Funk, like, the smell in general, you know, is enough of a deterrent sometimes.
What?
No, let's be real, Megan. You just don't want to go with us.
That's an aphrodisiac.
No comment.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Know what I mean?
You know what, actually, Chris, I have a recommendation for you.
Oh, boy.
Play Pirate Warriors 4.
Okay.
So I've been playing a One Piece game.
Yeah. You've been going hard on One Piece.
It's also oh god, I love it. It's also Dynasty Warriors.
Oh, I hate you now.
Oh, it's so fun. I get to be Kaido and he's like 40 feet tall in the actual game and you just slap things across the map. It's just an insta win. You don't take damage as Kaido. You just slap people around. Or you turn into Luffy and you just change forms 90 times. You just hear Gomu Gomu No screamed over and over again for the next 45 minutes during the map.
Maybe watch that, what, 3-hour fight?
Yeah, I made a tripod and Rob watched the full...
Did you forget my name for a second?
Full 3-hour fight.
3-hour fight.
Yeah, Katakuri and Luffy. Gummy, sticky rice. Mochi.
Mochi.
Mochi versus rubber. It's just people slapping each other with big, ridiculously large fists. I also play Katakuri in the game.
Is there a lot of ship fights or anything
There's no ship combat at all. It's just all round fighting billions of small pirates.
You're gonna tell me that you're gonna have pirate game or pirate anime and have no fighting of the pirate ships whatsoever?
Yeah, because it's a Warriors game.
Have you ever seen Warriors games?
I have read One Piece, the manga, quite a bit, and now that I am actually thinking about it, not once did they have a fight with the ship. Why? They're pirates.
9 times out of 10, the second the Sunny gets attacked, it gets blown to smithereens, or they blast off with cola before anything actually happens, and they get on land. But they can't fight in water, because then Luffy falls in the water, and he's dead.
Yeah.
Fair.
I didn't know
that. And now they're in the Wano arc.
Oh.
You can't swim when you eat a fruit.
Unless you eat it in water.
Once you touch water, you just die. You just kind of lose the ability to do things.
It's like you're playing Auto Vice City.
Yeah, you touch the water, your character just goes... Blah, 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 blah.
Touch the water, get drowned.
It's true. It happens so many times to Luffy where he just taps water that's a foot high and he just dies and you're like...
Why does he take a shower?
That's what I was about to ask.
Clean himself.
Are you kidding me? He's a pirate.
Does he lick himself?
Pirate. He stretches his body and shoots it off.
Sounds so nasty.
Spins around a whole bunch of times, then his centrifugal force shoots up dirt.
Ew.
So Megan, what's the spooky game you've been playing?
Oh God.
Stop play fetch.
This one. Okay. Stop. Okay, because I will literally. You don't want that. Okay. So anyways, I found this game on the VR. It's called Affected the Manor. And I have never been so terrified in my whole life. Okay, so if you know me, you know that I'm the first one into the haunted house. I'm like, yeah, guys, let's get this. You know, you're all scared. It's okay. I'm with you. It's all... No?
Okay, Megan, in my personal experience of frequently collaborating with Rob, we can get to scream the most often.
He's immune to most things. I'm dead inside.
Andrew jumps.
Okay.
If I'm not prepared for it, I am terrified.
We have.
So anyways, Rob hiding behind a door at Alicia's place and then jumping out and screaming at me and me going, you jerk, and then hitting him is totally different than someone approaching a haunted house and going, oh no, I'm so scared. Oh, I'm such a wimp. Okay, I am so down for haunted houses.
What if the ghost every jumps time from behind a door?
That's
it's likely to happen.
What if ghosts come from
behind
doors?
Anyways, there is a lot of times where it's 8 times out of 10 where Rob jumps out and I get no reaction.
The only person I don't do that anymore to is
because
he's punched you in the face. I would punch you in the face too if I wasn't so nice.
That has nothing to do with it. I told every single one of you once we started not to do that specifically because I will punch you in the goddamn face. The nurses know it at the hospital too, not to come up and go, hey man, what's up? I'm like, Falcon punch him and that's it.
Usually haunted house. My friends are scared to go, and I'm like, yay, let's go. We'll go together. Yay, it's fun. You know, the spooky-ookies come out, and if it does startle me, I just laugh, and I think it's amazing. I love being scared. It just is so thrilling and fun and exciting, except for this game. I have never been so terrified and traumatized. I've never even watched a scary movie. Jump scares and stuff don't get me anymore. But in this game, because you're inside of the VR, you have to control your movement and walk around, and you can use the VR to look around corners and stuff. But sometimes I like start getting shaky and I'm like, this hallway is too long. This hallway is too long. Something is going to happen. And then there's a little kid that just pops up in the middle of the hallway and just screams at you. And it's like the most horrifying thing ever.
Little kids.
That's like playing Fear and Alma would come out, pop out, start screaming and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, no, children can go away.
And then someone behind you smacks an alarm clock.
My dad?
I was thinking Nigel.
My dad so came different. In and smacked that alarm clock.
My God. And it's so different, too, because, like, you play a scary game and you're, like, expecting stuff, right? You're like, oh, yeah, this spooky stuff, whatever. Like, I've played all the Silent Hill games. Like, it doesn't bother me. But this game had me, like, shaking. It's called Affected the Manor. And sometimes you'll, like, walk into a room and just you turn around and then the door locks behind you. And whatever's happening in that room, you just have to face. So Kyle wouldn't do very well in this game because let me tell you, there is a lot of.
I'm fine with dolls.
You're fine with dolls now?
Yeah, I've watched like all the doll movies on Netflix if possible. I've watched Puppet Master, all of it now.
Right.
Yeah. So sometimes, like, you know, a table will start like doing a seance and it like starts lifting. And the little girl comes and she just screams in your face again. And it's like, ah.
I want Kyle to play this game. I just want him to punch things. Things gonna come around the corner. He's just gonna try and punch ghosts.
That's what I'm waiting to play like horror VR, and I'm just gonna like shatter my hand on a wall or something.
Oh gosh, I like would throw myself down on the couch and just be like, "No, I can stop." And, like she's in my, you're like she's literally just in your face.
So what I'm hearing, Megan, is you should stream this.
I want to so bad, but it's so terrifying. Like I can't.
That's why you just dream it. Show us the terror you experience.
What's the story of the game?
There is no story. You're just in a mansion. You arrive there, and then you wander the hallways, and you try to escape. And it says, like, oh, no one escapes the manor. No one escapes the manor. But it like, changes every time you play. So you go, like, it's, like, a lot of, like, turn left, turn right choices. And sometimes, like, you'll see a little girl, like, in the hallway. And you can turn around and you're like, nope, nope. But if the door is closed behind you, you have no choice but to like try and face her. And, you know, then she's just in your face screaming again. And it's like, oh, God.
So it sounds like a game where I actually have the excuse to hit a child.
You can't hit them.
Oh, that's
you're so just walking. You don't pick things up. You can't read stuff. There's no like files to find. You know, you can look around. Like, I love the aesthetic of the game. Like, I think that it looks really pretty.
It's literally just like a little haunted house that you walk through.
It's just a little haunted house that you walk through, except it's like totally not predictable, really. Like, it is and it isn't. And it's totally not what you expect because, you know, like I said, I'm usually the first one to walk into a haunted house and I'm like, never fear, Megan is here. I'll protect you from the danger. And this game is like, I don't know. It's really hard to describe the emotions that you're going through while you're in this VR experience. I don't know.
So it's really selling it to me. Megan, stream that.
Yeah, I just want to watch Megan get scared because that's really funny and why we do it.
All in favor of Megan streaming?
You do you.
Not happening. Thanks, Chris. Chris is the only one who understands me.
I didn't say nothing.
Just because you're a coward doesn't mean
I will come to your place and I will slap you.
Get out of my stream. This is my territory now.
Exactly.
Just kidding. You want to do co-op, Chris?
Want to play Hats of Hell Boyfriend?
We'll stream it with that Rob. Yeah.
I live with you. I will literally walk around the corner and be like, hey, how many times have I interrupted your stream with stupid questions?
Hey, you two want to come over and play?
Yes!
We three-way in this pigeon party.
The pigeon party!
There's no way you could have made that sound better.
I stopped after pigeon. I was like, there's no word that I could end this with that's going to make it sound better.
I've been eager for another simulation game we can play and just kind of voice act for it.
Yeah, Doki Doki was fun.
Okay, on the topic of games, I have to point this out because I just sent it to Chris too. Square Enix has an $800 bundle on for $39 right now.
Excuse me?
There's 59 games in it.
Most of them are Tomb Raider.
There's Tomb Raider, Just Cause, all of Deus Ex. There's
more Tomb Raider.
There's like 12 Tomb Raider games. I didn't know there were that many.
Oh, there's a lot of ones.
But hey, if you have, it's on Steam. so it's legit.
Life is Strange is on there. Sleeping Dogs.
So yeah, Sleeping Dogs is one that is on there.
Well, I can see a Kane is on here.
That's a good game series if you've ever had a chance.
Earth is Lara Croft Go.
Oh, Dungeon Siege is on here too.
Ooh.
Didn't Uwe Boll make a movie from that one?
Probably.
Yeah, there was a bad Dungeon Siege movie.
Yeah, In the Name of the King.
Yeah.
I mean, Uwe Boll actually made a good movie.
Postal.
I don't mean so bad, did I?
Yes!
No.
Postal's amazing.
Postal was good. It was such a good movie.
No.
It's a piece of art, and it's a testament to our...
I'm guessing it's the video game movie for Postal.
Nothing attached to Postal is good.
No, absolutely not.
Fun fact about Postal, the guy that played Inuyasha's voice, jerk in the coffee shop that tries to order like a fancy coffee.
Weeb.
I gotta tell you, Megan, I'll tell you, I can't remember coffee shop guy number two in the Postal movie.
You don't remember coffee shop guy number two?
I remember Vern Troyer.
Coffee shop guy was amazing, okay?
And Megan starring the cult of coffee shop guy.
Sorry, Kyle, you're out of cult.
No, that's always gonna be there.
Yeah, we tried to decult Kyle a few times. It just made more cults.
It cultivated.
See, now that I'm joining the 2020 cult section and having a stream. Streaming. That's 2020 cults right there.
True.
Where do we go from cults?
I don't know.
I'm not quite sure. Well, I mean, I think the only one that hasn't gone here is Chris. What have you been up to?
Chris, what are you doing?
I've been playing Persona 5 Royal.
Woo!
Joker, baby!
Pokemon!
See? I got the mask here somewhere.
Yeah, he's actually got the Joker mask.
Put it on.
Ow, just poked myself in the eye.
Fine! I've injured Chris from a distance.
Yeah, feel proud.
I do. I genuinely do.
Thought I could have her.
Also, you are very much missed at Eat Local. We miss your puns.
Why?
It's funny you mentioned that, Rob. I swung by Eat Local to drop Mac off some magic cards. I have a bunch of cards, just random cards. Got Pokemon too.
That makes sense with you.
Oh, yeah, but like more recent.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Oh man, that's the only one I didn't collect. I have Pokemon cards.
Oh, I was all of them.
No Digimon.
Dokkan cards.
I still did magic. Yeah, he beat me in that section, but I did Yu-Gi-Oh Magic, Pokemon, Digimon, and L5R, Legend of the Five Rings for a while.
I tried that one.
It was fun. I only did it because of like being at the game shelf every day.
That's why I like Munchkin, because I can play like I'm playing a card game, but not have to spend money on constructing a deck.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was like, you still have to spend money on the game, and Munchkin's one of the most expansive games now.
Oh, 100%, 100%. But it's more of like, oh, I have to buy an entire box of booster packs to get three of one card just so I can have a viable deck. Yeah, not into that.
$135 every expansion. Let's go.
Yeah, the people at Eat Local several times tried to get me into Magic.
Get into Magic.
Good.
No.
Good.
No. Magic the Gathering Arena is free.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Play online.
Play online.
That's all the math for you.
Yes, because it was math that was stopping me.
Wasn't it?
No.
That's what's stopping me.
It's as you guys know, it's when I get into something, I get into something hard.
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah, but then
Rob is like a big snowball. Like once he starts going, he won't stop, and he just keeps getting bigger and bigger. It is a symbolism for your passion and your drive, Rob.
Exactly. Some people,
yeah, man.
Fair.
My boy.
I don't have to touch you with my hands. It's still social distance, right? So
6 feet.
6 feet.
6 feet away.
Get some stimulus.
So step on his feet 6 times. So it's 6 feet.
I'll just put a boot on the end of a stick.
Yeah.
You get one of those old people grabber claws.
With the dinosaur.
I'm gonna twist your nipples here, sonny boy. Ooh.
She'd have the one that has the little dinosaur head on the end of it too, so it's like gang, 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 gang.
I had one and it broke.
Of course you did.
Too many.
I know, right?
Speaking of interactive Kimmy the Schmidt movie.
Yes, I'm very excited for it.
She's from The Office, so that's all that matters.
Well, I mean, that's something that I've been waiting for Netflix to do, because they've been releasing a couple things, because they did Bandersnatch, they did the Minecraft one, and they did the Carmen Sandiego one.
But there's also a Stretch Armstrong one.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the Kong one.
Yeah, and like the King Kong one.
I didn't know about the King Kong one. But this
that one came first.
I'm very intrigued about merging sort of video games and the streaming platform of movies and stuff. Because, oh, and there was the Bear Grylls one as well. Because this is something that we've seen video games try to play with for a while. And with the PS4 era, like, there's been more that have been getting closer to it, like Until Dawn and stuff like that. But Netflix is really the perfect platform to expand interactive movie games.
It sounds like a good decision when you read it. And then you do it and you're like, oh, no, he's dead.
Were you at school when he came?
Bear Grylls came here?
Yeah, he came to Westgate.
And I was.
What?
Yeah. I guess you weren't part of that either. But yeah, he came to Westgate at that point.
I mean, we went to Westgate at the same time, but like,
I don't know if you would have any interest in meeting the man from outdoors.
No, absolutely not.
So I was like, I don't think anybody from our group besides me and I think Nigel went.
I would have gone if I had known.
Yeah, honestly. To me.